Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And we want to talk about an issue that is pretty big for 3.5 minutes, but we'll do our best to get our arms around it. And that is energy security.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what are the two things that you see every night now when you turn on the news? An article about the price of gas and an article about global warming. And it just, you know, when you start looking at it, you start to realize that these two are really intertwined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and our addiction to oil is what is being blamed for global warming. Well, the jury is still out on that. But when you think about what the way it's being presented now, we hear so much about what we can't do and what we have to stop doing, especially in terms of global warming and the whole cap and trade system and reducing our carbon footprint. Well, we can do that by just controlling our use of oil, and we can do that, I think, by just really putting our minds to it. That's something that's not really talked about yet, but I'm starting to hear a little bit about that. I mean, when you think about it, throughout the history of the U.S., we have invented so much stuff. I mean, from the paperclip to the home computer.
Right.
And, you know, who thought 60 years ago that we could do things like organ transplants? You know, and you just think about all the things that we've been able to accomplish as Americans when we were really willing to put our mind to it and willing to put serious money into the research. We've been really able to accomplish virtual miracles. And when you start, you know, you look at the research capacity of the U.S., we have the finest research facilities in the U.S., many of which are in Minnesota.
There you go.
And we have.
I knew this was going to come back around.
It was going to come back around, yes. And we do, even our colleges and universities in rural Minnesota are doing interesting experiments. I know MSU, Mankato here, they were working on electric cars. I know Winona is working on, they have a composite engineering department there. And if we really put our minds to it, really put some actual money behind it, we could really accomplish great things.
So what's really necessary is for leadership to push this agenda forward, perhaps in a little bit more rapid manner and with a little more enthusiasm. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, you know, when you talk about entrepreneurialism and new businesses, one of the key aspects is always leadership and community champions. And we've had, you know, a good measure of that already in Minnesota with alternative energy industries. And we just need to do more. And when I talk about serious money, I'm talking about Marshall Plan scale money.
So we're talking about rural Minnesota on this program, but it really kind of becomes a countrywide issue.
National issue, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's not like we haven't tackled issues of this scale before. We've done it many times in the history of our country. When we just put our minds to it, we've really accomplished great things.
Absolutely. Even when you think about it, even in the worst of times, during the Great Depression, we put together things that were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen again. All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot for joining us today. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.